What if I'm visually impaired? 6 over 10. We explained the gameplay at length in the previous section, but let's now address the visual impact of Stellar Blade. And it's fair to say that we calmed down a bit when we looked at this aspect because we found some very interesting things. The first interesting thing is the color blindness filter setting options. Stellar Blade offers a filter adapted to each form of color blindness. You can adjust the filter's strengths in regard to interface elements such as chests. These filters also add specific shapes as alerts, so that's a great point. Regarding the menu's interface, there's little visual support to indicate which modifications have been made. Every time you change an option, it does, however, appear in a subtly shiny shade of sky blue on the menu. Since the default text is white against a gray background, the change isn't very obvious. Note that you can't change interface text size, and there isn't any screen reader. The most interesting settings to change if you lack visual information can be found in-game. This starts with PS5 additions such as haptic feedback and vibrations. One option allows you to prioritize features. That's to say, immersive vibrations are deactivated to leave only those that are most useful to you in-game. The controller's speaker also provides you with useful information. You also have game mechanics, including the scan. During the game, you're accompanied everywhere by a drone that can initialize a scan as soon as you press the touchpad. It only lasts a few seconds, but it grays out the environment to highlight only important elements. Most importantly, this displays a compass at the top of the screen with your quest's direction and distance. By going to the settings, you'll be able to activate the high contrast option. All interactive objects are then identified according to a color code. Red is for enemies, useful objects are in orange, and doors and ladders are in yellow. The settings also offer different color options to suit different forms of color blindness. It's so convenient that you won't miss anything, and this mode is so visually comfortable that it'll suit everyone, won't it, Amelitha? For motion sensitivity, you'll find settings to adjust motion blur and sharpness. These can be found in the display menu, but there are also settings in the accessibility menu. In particular, there's a central point displayed on screen, Eve always being slightly to the left. This point is very small but will still allow you to focus. To allow you to follow Stellar Blade's storyline, you'll find subtitles in three size options displayed in the default system language, even if their size difference isn't very great. The black background isn't activated by default either. It improves visibility, but the background's flush with the words, making it appear very thin and not very effective. There's also an option to add an opaque background to the character and enemy interface. The goal is to improve health point and energy visibility. We appreciate it, but this opacity is very slight and, therefore, not very effective. In Stellar Blade, therefore, we have very useful options to help with visual support, such as filters to compensate for color blindness or the high contrast option, but this remains incomplete. Having good visual information requires significant timing and distance estimation, such as during exploration phases when it'll be necessary to jump from one bar to another at a great height. Impact noises aren't clear-cut or reliable enough, making it difficult to find your way around the map. In addition, there isn't any audible ping when approaching an interactive object. It'll therefore be difficult to play with low or no vision. So, we give the game an honorable note of 6, because a good many players with mild vision disorders should still be able to play it.